Grace, peace, and mercy are yours, from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. They're all a bunch of crooks. We've all heard that statement before, and most of the time it's referenced to those who serve us in Washington, D.C., or in the State House in Boise. Surveys show that most Americans don't trust their government officials, those who are placed in authority over us. There's a story that's told of an explorer who went to an African village which practiced cannibalism. There he saw a sign in a grocery store window listing prices for brains. Farmers' brains were $1 a pound. Hunters' brains were $2 a pound. Teachers' brains, $3 a pound. Doctors' brains, $4 a pound. Fishermen's brains, $5 a pound. And politicians' brains, $100 per pound. So he asked, "Why do you charge so much for politicians' brains?" He said, "Oh, sir, if you knew how many politicians we had to catch to get a pound of brains, you wouldn't ask that question." While we all get frustrated over the decisions and policies of many politicians, the reason for our resistance to authorities goes much deeper. In the Old Testament lesson this morning, we heard the results of Adam and Eve's resistance to God's authority. And we know how, during his earthly ministry, many resisted Jesus' authority. Even his family went so far as to consider him out of his mind as he carried out the work of his Father. Because the concept of individual freedom is so strong in our society, many find it difficult to be subject to authority. Even in the workplace, some people resent being told what to do. And so, it's helpful for us on this 4th of July weekend, as we give thanks for our nation, to be reminded of God's will in regard to how we treat those in authority over us. Our text today is from Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 2. I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. While Paul urges us to offer prayers and thanksgiving on behalf of kings and all those in authority, we may find this personally difficult to do at times. If you're a Republican, you may find it difficult to pray for a Democrat president, and vice versa. But God doesn't make these kind of distinctions. He calls us to pray for the leader of the land, no matter his or her politics. Christians who believe that God sent his Son to die for all have a higher reason to pray than politics and policy. Out of love for God, we are to gladly pray for the spiritual and physical welfare of others, especially the most influential leader, our president. However, there are many others who are in authority over us as well. There are the members of Congress, federal judges, and other national leaders. We are to intercede for them also as they carry out their very difficult responsibilities. And it is to make no difference to which political party they belong. We are to pray for those in state and local governments, the mayor, justices of the peace, and yes, even the policeman who stops you for a traffic ticket is deserving of and in need of our prayers. God commands that we are to be subject to the Lord's sake for every human institution. But we ask, what if the ruler is a tyrant or a dictator? What if the policies which he or she seems to support are clearly not according to God's will? Are we to pray for them too? Well, the two words in our text, everyone and all, allow for no exceptions. They include all who have been placed by God in a position of authority. In fact, Peter makes the point very clear because that verse continues, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. The criteria for deciding if we should pray for a certain person in authority is not whether we like them or whether we feel they deserve our prayers. In God's sight, outside of Christ, there are no good people. All have sinned. All deserve punishment. Yet, God is good to all. As Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, "For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." Remember what John the Baptist said as he spoke of Jesus? "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus came to take upon himself the sins of all people, not just those who were good enough to be saved, not just those who he knew would come to faith. He came and paid the price of all the sins of all the people of all time. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That was the full demonstration of God's love. He didn't wait until we showed that we were worth being loved, because he knew that would never happen. Now, in Paul's day, the leader was a tyrant and a pagan. The Roman Caesar was one of the most brutal leaders history has ever known. And yet, by inspiration of God, Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." So whether good or bad, kind or harsh, our rulers need our prayers. And if you need further proof, look at the example of Jesus. There on the cross, Jesus prayed for those who treated him brutally. His example and his words, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Those words leave no room for excuse. Even if we believe that the person in authority over us is our enemy, Christ says we are to pray for them. Another big reason we should pray for the authorities is that we have a personal vested interest in them. You might say we pray out of motivated self-interest. Those in authority are in the driver's seat. They are in charge. The Bible urges us to pray for the authorities so that we can live quiet and peaceful lives. One of the tasks of government is to maintain order. And one of the main reasons for this, according to the Bible, is so that the church can do its work of carrying the love of Christ into all the world. Without government, which has the authority to punish those who do evil, society would be chaos. Swift and certain punishment helps keep those who are tempted to evil from committing crimes. So for our own sake, we need to pray that our government officials would enact and execute just laws and maintain law and order. Now, we all have to admit that those who have been entrusted with this responsibility don't always administer fairly. This is nothing new. In the Old Testament, we read many complaints regarding injustice. In the book of Amos, we read this: "For I know how many are your transgressions, and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and turn aside the needy in the gate." I know that some here have been victims of injustice by some level of government, and I know that this goes beyond frustration. But this demonstrates even more why we need to pray for justice to prevail in our land. God is not just interested in our spiritual and eternal welfare, He is interested in our physical welfare also. And our physical welfare is affected by how justice is delivered in our land, so we must pray for those who are to dispense it. Sometimes those in authority, whether they be government, parents, or supervisors in the workplace, act unfairly. Sometimes this is done in ignorance, and sometimes it is purposeful and malevolent. It's not always possible and seldom easy to make the right decisions, especially in very difficult and complicated cases. It's not always possible to, in every instance, know all of the facts. To put it mildly, not all of those in authority have the wisdom of Solomon. So in our prayers, we ask God to give them wisdom to make decisions that are fair and beneficial to us and society. And there are other factors to be concerned about and for which we must pray as well. Those in authority are often pressured by rich and powerful people to make decisions favorable to their cause. Favoritism and conflicts of interest like this are no secret. God complained of this about the leaders of his own people when, through the prophet Isaiah, he said, "Your princes are rebels and companions are thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and the widow's cause does not come to them." We all know the saying, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So the higher the authority, the more they need our prayers. Those who serve in high office need our prayers to help them avoid falling for such temptations and then injuring society. When we remember that God desires those in authority to be of benefit for us, we should be eager to pray that they rule according to His will. We may not be inclined to pray regularly for those in authority, but as we remember the blessing that authority brings in our lives, we will find it easier to pray for these people. We can quickly note the many blessings that we have through the government and our form of government God has given us. While not perfect, our country has prospered, and the church has largely been free to go about the task of sharing the gospel. Imagine what life would be like without authority. Even those we may dislike or resent are good and necessary. As we hear and believe that God loves us in Jesus Christ, despite our unworthiness, we are moved to respond and obey his commands. And one of those commands is that we pray for those in authority over us. Pray for all in authority over us. Out of love for God, we submit to his will and walk in his ways. God, out of love for us, has given us authorities for our individual good and for the good of his church. So we must thank him and regularly remember these in our prayers, not only today, but always. Amen.